And as far as I know, I'm the only one that took the time to fly to London and sit down with Julian Assange. And really, it shouldn't. Julian Assange, you know, the media loves to say they love free speech and freedom of the press. Well, what did Julian Assange do? Julian Assange got information and he published it. And the New York Times published Julian Assange's information. So, I mean, they don't have this high and mighty horse. I mean, he did the work of what a journalist would do. And in his case, he lives in an embassy for now, what, 5-6 years? And supposedly the charges against him, the women involved in that aren't even willing to testify against him. Why? Because he put out information on the American government, information that exposed collusion between the media, so corrupt that they were in bed with the Hillary Clinton campaign, even feeding her questions as CNN did, letting the Hillary campaign edit stories like the New York Times and Politico did, all of those things. It's pretty amazing times we're living in. It exposed how corrupt our government is. Pretty sad. And now there is just order after order, attempt after attempt to basically smear, slander, besmirch, use character assassination techniques, and go after and get as much collateral damage that surround Donald Trump, the president, as possible. And if it means going after women and children, then so be it, according to the media. And then the liberal snowflakes, and then the Democratic hypocrites that didn't give a rip about Hillary's server scandal or the Clinton Foundation scandal or Hillary's lies or the collusion with Bill and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in an airplane before she's about to make her decision. None of that seemed to matter. None of this is real. This is the biggest non-story I've ever seen in my life. And you could see from the question what Jeff Sessions was answering. And they've turned it into something that it never was and never will be. That won't stop them.